Okay, are we ready? Right, we're ready. Here we go. I am now recording. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, and welcome to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. This week, driving to Llanelli. I think you'll find it's pronounced Llanelli.
I think that would anger some Welsh people.
I think Austin is the he knows all about these.
Sure, yeah, he's a pretty informed guy.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 382, Bible Boys Update. Our UK tour of the Bible, the Complete Word of God abridged, is almost two-thirds of the way through its 3.5-month tour of England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, so it seemed high time to hear from the guys and have them make fun of my Welsh. In a recent van journey from Bradford to Llanelli, producer Davey Naylor and actors Richard Ede, David Ellis, Gary Fannin, and William Meredith recorded tales of wonderful audiences, interesting venues, and shoddy hotel kettles.
We are in we're in Wales, a beautiful country of Wales. We are doing our tour of the Bible, the Complete Word of God, abridged. And yes, here we are in a van. We were in Bradford last night at the St. George's Hall, and we are driving to Llanelli this afternoon to play at the theatre.
It's got a lot of F's in it.
It's got some F's
and some W's.
And some...
No vowels.
Lots of phlegm. Lots of phlegm in the name. Anyway,
They're going to love the sheep joke.
They are going to. So, I guess we should entertain you whilst we're driving through the beautiful, beautiful Principality of Wales. How are we enjoying the tour so far, everyone?
Yeah, it's great. It's going real well.
And
some great reactions.
Now say the real answer.
It's hell. It's like hell on earth. Get me out of here. It's getting used to the whole thing of not knowing where you are when someone asks you and having to memorize what town you're in.
We're staying in a hotel chain who don't sponsor us, so I won't mention the name. And is this morning my hotel room was slightly different from the bog standard ones we usually wake up in. So it blew my mind. I was on a different planet.
They were larger, right? Okay, so something happened to me this morning. My kettle, it didn't have the... You know it pops when it boils?
Yeah, yeah.
The button got stuck, so it boiled all the water out of the kettle. I'm not even kidding you.
Hey, that happened to me. Maybe it's a Bradford kettle
design. Because usually... Okay, so I can fill it up with water, put it on the boil, and go for a shower, and it's done. And I just thought it was a particularly... crappy kind of kettle.
Right,
This is cutting edge podcasting.
I'm going to write an angry letter to the hotel chain.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind mentioning they're called Premier Inn. Premier. I got that pronunciation from Austin too.
Yeah, Premier Inn. Yeah. That's how we say it.
And so I'll write an angry letter about their kettle situation. I think they need to review that one. William?
I don't know what you're talking about. My kettle worked fine.
Okay.
So, I think maybe you guys just don't know how to operate them. It's a very complicated piece of machinery. I'll show you tonight.
Didn't you
try and put soup in a kettle once?
Yeah. No, I want to try that.
I'm try and boil eggs.
Do not
try
that.
I think boiling an egg would work. Because fresh pasta, that would definitely work.
You could, especially in your kettle that doesn't switch off.
Yeah, you could just boil those babies for hours.
But like soup and baked beans, I mean, I think it'd be fun, but I don't think we'd be welcome back.
No.
Yeah, I think it's a one-time deal.
As you can see, the culinary delights of being on tour are pot noodles, boiled eggs in a kettle. Yeah.
And kettles that don't...
You've hit a low when you're eating pot noodle with a teaspoon because you forgot to bring a fork. Yeah. And then I spilled it all over the desk and had to mop it up with a towel so it looked like I'd been sick everywhere. And then what else have I done? I couldn't get any of the paper out of the... Because they didn't have a roll of toilet roll, they had like a dispenser. I couldn't get it out of the bottom, so I tried to get it out of the top, and it had been overloaded, and it just exploded out the top of it.
David,
so I just had all this toilet roll that I just shoved in a corner of the bathroom.
Your life is so hard, man. you know.
David, honestly, this is not a podcast about you.
Yeah.
So, some other questions that viewers might be interested in. So, obviously, we've played at some quite a lot of venues over the last, since we probably spoke to you all last. We were in a van as well on our way back from the kerfuffles in Northern Ireland. News is we're going back. Dun dun dun. But before we go back and probably have to go to hell again, is there any other places that we've been to where we've had protesters or people not?
Apparently we had some last night.
Burnley, we had some Jehovah's Witness outside handing out leaflets. I don't think they were particularly protesting, maybe just more proselytizing, trying to convince people outside the theater there. But they were pretty low-key, really. They didn't seem too aggressive or anything, so that was nice.
They learned the lesson from Northern Ireland the hard way, which is if you make a big deal out of it, we come back.
Yeah,
so,
right, exactly. Yeah, so they kept a low-key.
Go away and stay there.
Yeah.
I think they were just handing out leaflets, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, that's all.
We had some protesters in Ayr in Scotland, which I think I've worked out is geographically the closest place that we're going to from Northern Ireland. And they stood outside in the rain and held up banners and handed out leaflets and were just generally nice and pleasant. And we invited them in to come and see the show, but sadly they declined.
I feel bad for them. It's been not very nice weather over here. So we're in this inside in the warmth, surrounded by laughter and fun people, and they're outside in the cold. It sucks.
Well, I guess that's what they feel they need to do.
Yeah.
And we've also played some very different theatres over the last couple of weeks. For example, last week we were in a huge, beautiful Nottingham Playhouse, where we sold out, you know, nearly 800 seats.
Yeah.
And then we played some rather smaller venues, have we not? Any smaller venues that have spring to mind?
Yeah, we played a converted fire station. It had a very small hall, a very small stage. Well, the stage was on the same level as the seating. Yeah. And when we came in, we had to sneak in through the wings because there was about like a couple of feet to get through.
There was like a foot amount of room behind the curtain and the wall.
We accidentally trod on the cable that plugs the electric guitar in, but we didn't notice we'd done it until we got to the point where it comes to my guitar solo. So it was a kind of air guitar solo, but with a guitar. It was a new twist.
Richard ran off stage to go plug it back in, and he managed to plug half of it back in and then didn't realize that we'd actually ripped it completely out from the wall.
Yeah.
So he plugged one bit in, and we were just left on stage jamming, going, wait for it, and it still didn't happen. We had to abort.
Richard, actually, that's the best you've played that guitar.
Yeah, it is. I was pretty proud of that night.
We also had a very small stage when we went to Barnard's Castle.
Nice accent, Davey. Well done.
That played at a very, very lovely place, a very lovely part of the world. It's a mix between, I believe it's kind of like Durham, County Durham and Yorkshire, halfway between. So it's a very weird mixture of accents, you know, Geordie and Yorkshire. Very odd.
No two people had the same accent.
Yeah,
it was
very odd.
We couldn't understand a word anybody said.
But it was a very lovely little theatre called The Witham, and it was very, very, very tiny.
It was
tiny.
A beautiful building, right? Because it was like an old building that they'd had a new bit extended onto, so it was kind of modern meets
That's right,
old.
Yes. But really nice. We had very, very... we had no room backstage. In fact, we didn't have any backstage. We had side stage. We couldn't even put any of our backdrops up.
Davey was just sitting there stunned for the first 10 minutes that we arrived because we'd not seen the venue before. So
that's
we were
true.
All getting ready to leave. And Davey was just sitting in the auditorium staring at it going, what do I do with this?
And then the next 10 minutes, I realized that I don't have to do anything because I've got nothing to do. I've got nothing to put up. So my day was very, very nice.
Which way round did the backdrops go, just out of interest?
Now, Richard here is referring to when we were in Cardiff, when we were last here in Wales, when... We collectively accidentally put the drops up the wrong way around. Not that anybody noticed because the outside two were hidden behind blacks. So, well, were partially hidden behind blacks. So nobody really noticed. But it was a very, very long and busy day. And, I think it looked better like that,
Redesign.
A little bit. Did anybody notice?
No, we didn't notice.
Well, no, we really didn't until Austin pointed it out on Twitter.
Yes, and that's because I pointed it out to him. Yes. So, anyway, yes, going back to the Witham, yes, we didn't have any backstage space. So everything, our wonderful navigator and ASM, Penny Ale. Say hello, Penny. She did a marvellous job marshalling working it all out. So did the guys who were doing the show that night, trying to work out where one goes off
stage. We just decided the easiest thing would be if we just had sides that we always went to rather than trying to remember which was which. So the only problem we had is that when we came in to do Adam and Eve at the start, Green's pile was on the other side of the stage, and we were yelling for Penny for like 10 minutes before the show. Apparently Davey could hear us from the box. We were just yelling, "Penny! Penny!" trying to get hold of Eve's wig.
This is David Koechner. You're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Well done.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Our UK tour of the Bible, the Complete Word of God Abridged, continues across Great Britain with performances in Burton-upon-Trent, Durham, Southport, Barrow-in-Furness, Keswick, Wakefield, Buxton, Westacre, Andover, Loughborough, Wellingborough, Tewkesbury, Solihull, Croydon, and Shipping Norton. And of course, thanks to the kerfuffles of Newton Abbey, we've added performances across the north and south of Ireland in Derry, Londonderry, Drogheda, Cork, Newry, Waterford, Dunleary, Galway, and Monaghan. Then in 3 weeks in America, we begin our month-long run of the Complete History of Comedy Abridged at Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And now back to Davey, Richard, David, William, and faintly from the driver's seat, Gary.
We've done a couple of converted churches, and tomorrow when we're in Holyhead in Anglesey, and hopefully I am going to pronounce this right, it's Caernarfon Ewcheldra, I believe, is a converted church, I believe, that we're going to tomorrow night. I hope I pronounced that wrong. Apologies if I haven't. But we actually have done a working church as well, when we did Kettering Arts Centre, which was very unique. It wasn't a theatre as such, as I say, it was a working church. Which meant they had none of the accoutrements that a working theatre would have. And they had lots of church things, but not very many theatre things. Mm. But we did the show and it was great. And
they gave you beer, right?
And they gave us lots of beer. In fact, they didn't sell all the beer, so they gave it all to us to take
you.
Back with us. Happy to announce that we're going back there in the summer doing our Shakespeare show in the summer. Hopefully, not for do the show, but for more beer.
And to any other people who own venues thinking of booking us, please pay attention to that part
of
the story.
Yeah. Yes, we like being paid in beer. Yes, especially and gin and tonic for Penny. yes, we also, the news is that due to all our kerfuffles in Northern Ireland in late January, we're pleased to announce that we are now going back to Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, Republic of Ireland as well. They obviously can't get enough of us, that DUP. I'm sure they're loving it. Anyone looking forward to going back? We're going in May. We're going back right at the end of the tour in May. We're going to spend most of the May bank holiday having fun in Dublin and Cork. So if any of you Irish listeners out there, please come and see us. We'll be going to Derry, / Londonderry. I have to be very PC about that. We go to Newry in Northern Ireland. We're going to Galway. We're going to Cork, Waterford, Drogheda Festival. I believe you don't pronounce the G. And Moynihan theatres as well. But please check out the website reduceshakespeare.com for more details. One other question I'd like to ask William, how's the Alan Partridge impression coming along?
Oh no, we haven't been working on that. That's right. I was supposed to be getting that down. Richard does such a great impression, and he was going to teach me, but I've fallen behind in my lessons. So.
Well, you've been giving us your Rick Mayall impressions from the young ones, which has been pretty good. So, we're coming along. I think we're gonna sound like native Brits pretty soon.
Yes, actually, that is another question to ask you two Americans. How's your English accents coming along, you two, Richard and David?
Yeah, not too good. Not great. We kind of still sounding a little Dick Van Dyke, if I'm honest about it, but
right.
We're working on it. But there's so many different accents in this country. It's just so difficult to keep up. Every town we go to, they have a different accent. It sounds completely different to my ears. They all sound Australian, to be honest. But I can't cope with it.
I've been working. We spent a couple of weeks in Scotland, so I got to practice my Scottish accent up there a bit.
Give us a go now.
Go on, give us a go.
Say hello, I'm David Ellis. I work for the
BBC.
David Ellis! Harry!
That was just noise. That was just noise.
That sounds like Billy Connolly going to the bathroom. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to us on our drive in Shanachy. Back to you, Austin. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your van conversations via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Excess Baggage Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Doug Corbett. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to David Koechner, who plays a particularly nasty piece of work in the new dark comedy Cheap Thrills. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 382/1146th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Maybe you can come back for next week's podcast, and we might still be on the road.
They're very windy roads.
They are.
There are no main roads through Wales. It's all little tiny country roads with sheep and tractors.
Yeah. Not on the road, Gareth, surely. Not sheep and tractors. Surely it's sheep and tractors.
I guess the Romans didn't get here to Wales, right? Did they get to Wales?
I can't remember now. I think they got as far as Chester, I think. I believe they got there. I think all the Druids kicked them out, I think.
Yeah, they gave up on the road system if they did get here.
Yeah. I think they did get to Anglesey. Where we're going tomorrow is, I think, we're Roman Road. The A5 goes all the way to Anglesey, which was a Roman road, there I believe. Know. But anyway, I'll stop boring you now.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.